So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Sulam HaMitzri Ein Lei Chazaka Ulatzuri Yesh Lei Chazaka. If a person placed in his neighbor's yard a small ladder, which the Gemara explains as Kol She'ein Lei Arba Chavakim, a ladder that has less than four rungs, a chazaka is not established even after 3 years because Lav Milsa Dikfiyusa Hu V'loi Chashash Limchis. This ladder is movable and temporary, and a person would allow such usage even without permission. Therefore, the Balachatsu did not need to protest. However, if it was a tall ladder with at least four rungs, a chazaka is established after 3 years because Milsadik Fiyusuhu Vahoyaloi Limchis. This ladder is permanent, and a person would not allow such usage without permission. Therefore, the Balachatsu should have protested. The Mishnah continues, Chaloin HaMitzris Ein Lo Chazaka Ulitzuris Yesh Lo Chazaka. If a person built a small window facing his neighbor's yard and its purpose was not la'ira, for daylight, but rather for him to observe his fields, a chazaka is not established even after 3 years, because lav milsa dekviyusuhu b'lo chashash limchis. However, if it was a large window, then even if it was not la'ira, a chazaka is established after 3 years, because milsa dekviyusuhu b'tzorach limchis. As the Mishnah elaborates, Ezehi chaloin ha-mitzris. A small window is one that is not large enough for a person's head to fit through it. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im yesh lo malbin, afa pi she'ein reisha shaladim yochel ikanes l'taycha harezu chazaka." If the small window has lintels on all four sides, even if it was not large enough for a person's head, a chazaka is established because milsa dekfiyusuhu b'tzorach limchis. Regarding chaloin hamitzvus, the Gemara says, "Ulo'ira afilu kol shu yesh li chazaka." If the small window was for daylight, regardless of how small it was, a chazaka is established after 3 years because milsa dekfiyusuhu b'tzorach limchis. Regarding chaloin tzuris, the Gemara mentions a machlekes. Reb Zeira says, "Lamata medal amas yesh li chazaka v'yachal limchis." Only if the large window was less than 4 amas from the ground, a chazaka is established because, as the Rashbam explains, "Kiven de ikatarti shu gadol v'namuch v'yachal listakal mimenu b'chatzer lahayem anichalasis." Since the window is both large and within view of the neighbor's yard, the neighbor would certainly object to it, and since he did not protest, the chazaka is proof that the neighbor gave permission to build this window. And therefore, v'yochel limchis, the neighbor can initially object to his building such a window, because v'yochel listakal mimendu b'chatzer. However, l'malam arba amas ein l'chazaka ve'ein yochel limchis. If the large window is more than 4 amas from the ground, a chazaka is not established because incha ve'er makpid. Since the window is not within view of the neighbor's yard, he does not object, and therefore ein yochel limchis. The neighbor cannot initially object to his building such a window. Rabbi Lo disagrees and says that although l'malam arba amas ein l'chazaka, however v'yochel limchis, the neighbor can initially object to his building such a window because he can claim zimne demais v'shar shifa tutech v'kaimis v'kochazis. You might stand on a stool and look into my yard. While Rabbi Zera holds l'chatzifi inchi kule hayla mevet hachi. A person does not have the audacity to do this. Zok the Mishnah haziz. If someone's rod protruded from his wall into his neighbor's yard, it depends. If the rod was at least 1 tefach in length, a chazaka is established, and the neighbor cannot remove it because, as the Rashbam explains, the neighbor would certainly object to a long rod, and since he did not protest, the chazaka is a proof that the neighbor gave permission. And therefore, the neighbor can initially object to his placing a long ziz over his yard. If the rod was less than 1 tefach in length, a chazaka is not established, and the neighbor can remove it because the loy kapit. The neighbor does not object to a short rod, and therefore he did not protest, but now he objects to it because he wants to build there. And the ein yochel limchis, the Gemara cites machlekes regarding poches mitefach ein yochel limchis. Rav Huna makes the following distinction. Bal ha-gag ba-bal ha-chatzer ein yochel limchis. Only the owner of the roof cannot prevent the owner of the yard from using his rod, because the Baal HaGag suffers no loss from the use of the Baal HaChatzer. Av Baal HaChatzer b'Baal HaGag yochel limchis. The owner of the yard can prevent the owner of the roof from using the rod over his yard, because the Baal HaChatzer does suffer a loss from the use of the Baal HaGag. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says there is no distinction, and afil Baal HaChatzer b'Baal HaGag in the yochel limchis. Even the owner of the yard cannot prevent the owner of the roof from using the rod over his yard because he does not suffer a loss either. The Gemara initially assumes that the machlekes is as follows. They disagree on whether it is forbidden to look into someone's private yard or not. Rav Huna holds hezek riyash mehezek, and therefore Baal HaChatzer b'Baal HaGag yochel limchis. Because while the Baal HaGag uses his rod, he might look into the yard and cause hezek riyah. While Rabbi Yehuda holds hezek riyah lo yishmei hezek, and therefore bal chatzah be bal agag ein yochal limchais, because there is no concern for hezek riyah. The Gemara concludes that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps in general all hold hezek riyah shmei hezek, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that in this case there is no hezek riyah because lamai chazi lamitla bamidi mina mahadrana apoy betalina bay. The rod can only be used for hanging something from it, and the bal agag is able to turn away from the yard while he hangs his items. Therefore, there is no hezek riyah. While Rav Huna holds amalei zimnin dibiyasis, the bal agag might not turn away because he's afraid of falling, and therefore there is hezek riyah. Zok the Mishnah, layiftach adam chalanoisav lochatzer hashutfen. A person may not build a window opposite a yard that he shares with others because of hezek riyah. And the Gemara explains that even though save hokabois it's the nui minoi bechatzer, the neighbors must be cautious of him anyway because he can see them from his doorway. However, they can claim adna idna bechatzer have beinitz tenui minach hashtavil bebayis nami beinitz tenui minach. While you had only a door, we needed to be cautious only while you were outside. However, now that you also have a window, we need to be cautious even while you are inside. The Mishnah continues. If a person has a house and is a partner in one chatzer, and then bought another house in the neighboring chatzer, and this new house's front door opens into the neighboring chatzer, and the back of this house borders the first chatzer, he may not open a back door from the new house to the first shared chatzer, because as the Gemara explains, Shemar Balein Nesaderach. And the Rashbam explains, Shari Meisiv Diyurin Bechatzer Sharei Bnei Adam Yitzv Nechnasin Achshav Bechatzer Yesimi Betchila. He increases the number of people entering and exiting through the shared yard, and this causes two disadvantages to the other residents of the shared yard. Shemar Balein Drusas Aregel Veleketzneis Kedimei Kara. It gets more congested, and they lose some of their privacy. Similarly, Bana Ali Al Gabe Beisai Loyiftechenu Lechatzer Hashutfen. If one added a second story to his house, he may not open it with a staircase directly to the yard because Shemar Balein Sederach, he causes more traffic in the yard. However, what he may do is El Imratza Baina Esachedr Lifnimi Beisai, Ubaina Ali Al Gabe Beisai, Upaischulatech Beisai. And Rashbam explains, he may partition off the inside of his house for an additional room, and within this room he may split the height of the room to create a loft, but he may not extend his house sideways or upwards. According to the Rashbam, he may do this if Derech Pesach Shaloi Yoitzin Lechatzer, the exit through his original door. Because as the Rashbam explains, Sheyochel Lamalas Kol Beis Diurin, a person has the right to fill his entire home with as many people as he wants.